everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? My name's Hartzell. We done pissed off Kitty real early in the morning. What up, Kitty?
Oh, am I a part of this? Do you want me to do the show?
Oh, would you just stop it? Be a pro, huh? Why don't you button it up over there?
I have feelings.
I didn't say you didn't. I just said we're
about... You're treating me like I don't.
All I said was we're about to hit record. We're ready to go.
This is the Ellen Show all over again. There's a hostile work environment.
How dare you, madam? How dare you compare me to that monster Ellen? Don't worry.
You can keep your show. You know, you just gotta make a really fake apology.
I can keep my show. Are you threatening a coup right now? You gonna take this thing over?
Perhaps.
I knew it. I knew it this entire time. Well, my name's Hartzell. This is your KC Morning Show. Monday, September 28th. You want to do a weather dealio?
Yeah, it's muck, but tell them what's up.
Hey, I had somebody reach out last week, wants to sponsor that UV index.
What?
I forgot your name, sir. Please reach out again and maybe even add a dollar amount this time. Now we can really talk shop. Let's do that again. That UV index, sponsors always pending. It's a zero. Because that's the most important part of your weather. Not that the high is going to be 66 degrees. Not that the low 46. No, your UV index is going to be nothing but a smooth zero.
Which means you can't get any sun today.
Mm-mm. I got a question for you. Is it partly cloudy or partly sunny? Because that's what we're going to get today and also tomorrow. And if you have the answer, let us know on the socials. But I'm going to put that out there. Partly cloudy or partly sunny? Is it like the glass half full, glass half empty kind of deal?
I have no clue.
And I'm not a meteorologist. I don't play one on TV. So I'm just here to speculate blindly, but I have questions. Notwithstanding that, are you doing okay? How was your weekend?
Oh, in general?
Are you feeling energized for the week ahead?
Are you talking about before I stepped into the studio today?
Yeah.
No, I was doing real good up until that moment.
I was thinking, you know, maybe that, you know, we might even want to take a week off or something here coming up. But I had such a good, like, you know, energizing kind of weekend that I think I'm okay. We got some friends on the show today. Sean Edwards is going to be talking to Gillian Flynn. Missouri native Gillian Flynn. We are getting some names on this show. I'm very proud of where we are headed with this thing. Thanks, of course, to you, Kitty. Thanks to Sean Edwards. Benny Heisler will be back on the show on Wednesday. Going to be recapping the fallout from the Chiefs game tonight. The Ambassador Hotel. Charlie Hustle always making this work for us. And, of course, the KC Morning Hose. This is me fluffing you because we would like your votes. ThePitchKC.com, best local podcast. We are on the home stretch. This ends on the 30th. Is that right? Yeah. How many days in September? Yeah, 30 days.
We have 2 days.
2 days! ThePitchKC.com.
Help us secure that bag.
Played Settlers of Catan this weekend, Kitty. How fun was that?
It was a lot of fun.
Welcome to nerd culture.
I was ahead of you.
Settlers of Catan, that's a whole different level. I mean, I also do some D&D on the side, trying to find a virtual dungeon master right now. So if anybody knows anybody, please let me know. So I just wanted to make sure you felt comfortable and you just embraced it.
I'm very competitive. We haven't really had the chance to do anything like trivia or
this
game
is our first
nights.
Time.
Yeah, so I just hope that was enough for you to see where my mindset is at.
You were very much trying to take over our oasis that was Catan.
Mm-hmm. My parents were very psycho about board games growing up. Usually my dad would cheat, and if he got caught cheating or didn't think he was going to get away with it, he just flipped the whole board and it was over.
One of those types, okay.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
that's literally a... That's like a scene from Always Sunny.
We got to nail the board down to the bar because at a certain point during the game, Matt's going to get very pissed off because he's not doing very well. He's going to try to flip the board over.
He's right. It's for the best. I will forget later that it's nailed down.
He will.
All right, Kitty. You had a good weekend. You're feeling fired up and ready to go. I, too, feel rejuvenated. So much, in fact, that you know what? In my free time, I went ahead and I put together for you, Kitty, a list.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My list. My name is Hart. So this is a list I put together. A list of things to do to help us wake up. This is your KC Morning Show. We could all use some advice to wake up a little bit earlier. My first morning show. You know, you got to wake up at like 3 o'clock. You know, the show started at 6. And they always would tell me that you're not going to get used to it. It's just going to happen to you. You're going to get familiar with the process, but you're never going to get used to waking up that early. I said, you know what? I beg to differ. Let me see what I can do. Let me see if I can put together a list for these folks. Let me give some better wisdom. So that's what I did. 10 things to help us wake up in the morning. Number 10, listen to some music. Put on some tunes. I know that's what we do sometimes, Kitty.
That's what I do.
Okay. You know what? Listen, just enjoy my list, all right? Why are you getting all shady? Why are you getting all salty over there?
Because if we actually did these things on the list, waking up probably would be easier, but...
You would probably get this podcast earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Number 9, going for a walk. Oh, I ain't got time for that. No.
We have dogs. Of course you have time for that.
Well, you have a dog, and I have a sleep schedule. Number 8, scrolling through social media. See, I've been told that's not good for you, though.
Mm.
I heard that's not good for your eyes. Like, right when you wake up, you shouldn't go straight to the screen. But who's to say? That's what I mean, I do it. I'm not saying I don't. Number 7, watch a little TV. That's what I do. Ease on into the day.
Ugh.
What's the narrative? What are my bullet points?
If I wake up and I watch TV, that kind of sets the tone for lounging on the couch.
Mm-hmm. Number 6, drink a glass of water. Ooh, start your day the healthy way. Glass of H2O. Number 5, turn the lights on. Wake your eyes up, you know, turn them lights on. Number 4, washing your face with cold water, kind of like number 5, that stimulant, you know?
Mm.
Number 3, take a shower, a great way to start the day. Just, you know, wash off the nasty. I don't need to know what you're doing, but just wash it off. Start the day fresh, a new leaf. Number 2, brush your teeth. And number 1, easy, cup of coffee. Get a cup of coffee to start your day. I don't know why this wasn't listed, but it really should have been. Honorable mention at least, get a cup of coffee while listening to your KC Morning Show. Come on. Easy. An easy list of Hartzell. That right there will help us all wake up. I'm going to give it a shot.
Wow.
That was a good one. What are you looking at?
It was, but I'm just...
I need you to turn this around. I don't know what it is over there that's happening. I don't know what this barrier is that we have. I need you to break through it because right now it's a Monday. Nobody likes Mondays, Kitty.
I'm sorry. Did I not tell you that my cousin was Garfield?
What does that have to do with anything?
If I'm Kitty, get it?
Oh, no.
That was funny.
Oh, Kitty, listen.
Was funny.
It's going to be one of those days, huh? Monday, September 28th, the news.
Let's do it.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Let's go. Our first Monday night football game. Broadcasting from the Ambassador Hotel. That's where we'll be tonight in your urban oasis. Come kick it. Details, open table. You can book online. And you just gotta like go to the outdoor tab because we're doing this in the parking garage. It's dope. It's a good look. DJ Hayden will be there on the ones and the twos. I will be there. Kitty will be there. Kansas City will be there. We gotta make sure we don't turn up so much. We got a little bit wild last week. My car died. I had to get my car jumped. It was a mess. We got to be responsible adults tonight.
One of the fun things I love about having my classes online is that my background always changes, whether I am nannying and I'm over at their house, whether I'm at your place in the hotel. I know my teacher's got to be thinking like, what is this girl doing?
Who is this girl? Is she somebody? She must be a somebody or something.
Why she got all these different backgrounds?
That's you being Ric Flair. That's you styling, mm-hmm. Profiling, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing. Make them feel like you're a somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Flex on them, Kitty.
I do.
Especially now. Take those wins, you know? We get a chance to flex, always flex.
Oh, before I even get into my classes, I will specifically set up my background to be aesthetically pleasing in case anyone is creeping on my little bubble.
They are always creeping on your bubble, you know? Folks nosy. I know I would. I'm nosy as hell.
Yeah, I do too.
It was a crazy news weekend. So let's do this first. COVID!
We are watching coronavirus case numbers grow in our area. Take a look at your screen here. The latest numbers show Missouri reports more than 1,700 new cases since Friday. Missouri's seen more than 1,000 new cases every day for the last 11 days.
Yeah, Missouri is just not looking good. The governor, Mike Parson, he has coronavirus. His wife does as well. We wish them nothing but the best. Mike, put on a mask, please. He's going to be hosting an event. Did you see that?
Yeah, I was asking, what the hell? Did our invites get lost in the mail?
Oh, no, they can have that invite. I don't want it. He's going to be cutting his quarantine 4 days short and still going to be hosting an event. Because reasons? I don't know. Again, everything about the simulation is off. Everything. I mean, I don't know what's happening in 2020. But because everything is so bad, Missouri, please, if you are feeling anything or not, get tested.
You have several chances to be tested for the coronavirus for free on both sides of the state line. First, in Missouri, Jackson County Health Department will host testing events at a different location every day this week from 10 to 2 each weekday. Make an appointment and find testing locations by going to the health department's website.
So after hearing all that, and you're like, you know what, this whole like going to vote in person thing, I'm not really loving that idea. I get it, and a lot of folks get it. There are voting alternatives, but they are different just based on being on the Kansas side and Missouri side. And also they're different based on absentee versus mail-in.
Here in the state of Kansas, it's pretty cut and dry. No notary needed. But just across the state line in Missouri, it is a different story.
Over 65, you know, you're worried about the coronavirus. And I didn't want to have to stand in line at the election.
Long lines in a pandemic just don't mix for a lot of voters. So they took the early option. In Missouri, there's absentee voting, in-person absentee voting, and mail-in voting. Similar, but not the same. Most, but not all, require notarization. Here's what you need to know. If you're voting absentee because of religious beliefs, because you're working at the polls, if you're in jail but still eligible, if you won't be around on election day, or if you're a certified participant in an address confidentiality program, you must get your ballot notarized. If you are sick or confined due to illness, or if you have the coronavirus or are at risk due to several factors, including being over the age of 65, living in a long-term care facility, or if you have any number of health conditions that put you at higher risk of complications from COVID, your ballot does not need to be notarized.
Are you registered to vote? Do you have a plan made? As of now, I think I'm still going to go to Arrowhead. Kitty, are you gonna join me?
I'm coming as emotional support and backup with my can.
You bring some mace?
Yes.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. You're going to be armed, huh?
So I will.
We ain't messing
there.
Around, y'all.
Yeah, I'll have my tube sock full of soap bars as well. Like I said, I am planning on voting at this small, quiet church right around the corner from my place. I'm going to get in and get out.
We got to go early.
Yeah, because I'm supposed to have class on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to have class? Have they said anything
yet? I have no clue.
You should send that email today, by the way.
Send the email today?
Yes, be proactive on this. Yeah. Come on. I can't be preaching it on the show and then right in front of me, you were over here, you know, taking your sweet ass time.
I know, but I mean, it's like a whole month away. I could.
Kitty, listen to you right now. Listen to yourself. We got to get ready. We got to get ready to go. Because it's going to be a long-ass line at Arrowhead. Anybody in Jackson County can vote at Arrowhead.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be nuts.
Good luck.
And Godspeed.
Mm-hmm.
Go Chiefs. Go vote. I'm not sure if it's going to help the result on the field at all, but KU football, you got fans headed back to, is it Memorial? Yes, Memorial Stadium. KU. Getting their fans back.
KU will now allow 10,000 fans for the upcoming October 3rd homecoming game against Oklahoma State. You'll have to wear a mask and all stadium seating will be reserved. Tailgating will not be allowed.
That's not going to work. That's just not going to work. Come on. Come on. Such a bummer that we don't have any more baseball games because the Royals, man, we were looking good. The Royals were hot. This is a team that if we had a few more, I don't know. It may have been different, but we were able to give Alex Gordon the farewell he deserves. Well, at least somewhat. He's going to get his standing ovation soon. Hopefully soon. Last game of the season was yesterday. The Royals taking on the Tigers. Came home with the dub in Gordo's finale.
A sad day at the K as Royals great Alex Gordon retired today, ending his 14-year career with our boys in blue. As he walked into the dugout, Gordon received hugs from his teammates and coaches as his family watched from a suite at the stadium.
Let's talk Chiefs, Kitty. Chiefs! Monday Night Football, Monday Night Live. tonight.
Go Chiefs.
Monday Night Football, Kansas City, Baltimore, Ravens, a 3.5-point favorite against the defending champions. Who do you got?
Well, this is awesome. And I was always a believer that the Ravens were at a disadvantage against the Kansas City Chiefs, that they were one of the teams in football that really matched up well with the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens, aggressive on defense, will play man-to-man in your face. That plays right into the, you know, into right into Mahomes and Andy Reid, right into their wheelhouse to go, okay, yeah, blitz, give us one-on-one. Hey, shoo bomb, right? I mean, that's where they match up well. And then Steve Spagnuolo and this Chiefs defense, hey, they got some big dudes up front. I don't think they'll be overpowered. And he's smart and creative. He'll have things to take away some of those tricky runs and things they do. So I've always thought the Chiefs have the advantage in that matchup.
Monday night Mahomes, Kitty, are you excited? Who you got? We got Ravens v. Chiefs, Kitty. We got to make a bet. What are we going to do? What can we put on the line?
Put a shot on the line.
Yeah, do a Jameson shot. That's never fun.
I think that the other team will score first.
All right. Hey, that works. All right, I think we will. Boom. Write it down. We talked a few weeks ago about the Black Lives Matter murals. There were 6 of them all across Kansas City. One of them, unfortunately, was vandalized up north, the one in Briarcliff. But we were saying at the time that the artist was hoping that we could build from it, you know, reimagine the marks in a new way, you know, making something beautiful out of something that was bad. And that is exactly what they did.
Those tire tracks are enhanced in this revamped version of this Black Lives Matter mural, as you can see, along with messages of hope and love. For the second time this month, several community members came out to help paint this Black Lives Matter road mural, paid for by donations. They're not erasing the vandalism, but incorporating it in. Artists say this is symbolic to the Black community, as there's been many setbacks and have to overcome them. The lead artist, Harold Smith, tells us he wasn't surprised by someone vandalizing this mural, but hopes by being out here again and repainting, it sends a message.
I think that whoever did it shows that there's a long ways to go, and I hope that they see what we're doing and it causes them to reflect on what they did and change their ways.
All right, Kitty, we're going to go national now. I was trying to hold these till later, but it was a big news weekend. Big. I thought we're going to lead talking about, you know, the debate prep because, you know, the first debate's tomorrow. That's going to be, whoo, we're talking WrestleMania, y'all. And Trump is a WWE Hall of Famer. It's a true story, LOL. This one's going to be slobber knockers. That's what I was excited about. We're going to lead with that today. Nope. Taxes. Shocker. The guy who didn't want us to see his taxes has things in there that aren't great.
President Trump has refused for years to release his tax returns, and tonight he's facing new scrutiny over his finances while in office. The New York Times obtaining over 2 decades of tax return data for President Trump and his business organization, showing he paid just $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and $750 more his first year in the White House. The president pressed on the report today.
Totally fake news. No, actually, I paid tax, but you'll see that as soon as my tax returns. It's under audit. They've been under audit for a long time.
He has bragged about not paying taxes.
I have legally used the tax laws to my benefit and to the benefit of my company, my investors, and my employees. I mean, honestly, I have brilliantly used those laws.
He was paying Ivanka and like these weird loopholes. It is messy. And maybe the worst part of all this for 45 is that the dude's just out of money. Like he's just out of money. And he's going to have like $421 million worth of loans that in the next term, if he's reelected, they're going to come up. So if you're a creditor, do you default on the president's? I mean, this is wild. And if it wasn't already a rough weekend for POTUS, he was called a jabroni, the people's champion, sending 45 to the SmackDown Hotel. Future president, The Rock, and by The Rock, I mean Dwayne The Rock Johnson, officially and for the first time, endorses a presidential and vice presidential candidate. And he's going Joe and Kamala.
Nice.
DJ.
Hey.
Hi.
Let me start off by saying, guys, I've been a lucky guy over the years in my life and my career to have been part of and participated in some real defining moments. And I have never publicly endorsed a presidential candidate or a vice presidential candidate in my life, over my career. So I figured let's kick this conversation off this way by me officially publicly endorsing you both to become president and vice president of our great country.
Thank you.
That's means a great incredible. Deal to us, for real.
Also, my dude is looking swole. In that video, I didn't know it was possible for The Rock to get any bigger, but whew, I am smelling what The Rock is cooking. Are you? Are you smelling what The Rock is cooking? Because he's smelling Uncle Joe, and he's a fan of what he's got cooked up. I was trying to put a thing together. That was a mess.
I hated that.
TikTok. You don't have it, right? You don't have a TikTok account?
I don't either.
I don't get it. I don't get the appeal. It seems to me like the barrier of entry is too high right now. Like if I got a TikTok, no one's going to see my stuff and no one's going to care because all the important people have taken up all the space. Well, anyway, for now at least, TikTok is safe. You can still download the app. You know, President Trump was trying to get rid of it. They're trying to sell it. Well, for now, you're good to go. Gen Z, you're fine. Put your panic attack away. You can keep your TikTok.
A U.S. judge late on Sunday temporarily blocked a Trump administration order that was set to ban video sharing app TikTok from download on Apple and Google's app stores. The Chinese-owned TikTok was to be barred at 11:59 p.m. on Sunday. But U.S. District Judge Carl Nichols, a nominee of President Donald Trump, said in a brief order he was issuing a preliminary injunction to prevent the TikTok app store ban from taking effect.
Kitty, we're going to wrap it up with this. Do some new music Monday. This is not new at all. Well, it's new to me. This is amazing. Did you know that at one point in the 90s, Mariah Carey had recorded an album? Now that's... Mariah recorded all kinds of albums in the 90s. Well, she recorded an alternative album. This is the same time she was working on the Daydream record. She put this together. I kind of love this.
Yeah, I'm upset at how good it is. I'm not a Mariah stan.
What would alt Mariah Carey have looked like?
I don't know.
We would not have been blessed with the Mariah and Nick Cannon collaboration.
I also don't think that we would have been blessed with the dramedy that was Mariah and Eminem scandal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, do you think we would have gotten all those songs from him about her?
Well, maybe we would have got more from her.
That's true.
She would have poured more of her, you know, grungy soul into it.
Yes.
Did you hear Vin Diesel this weekend?
No.
Vin Diesel is a pop artist.
What?
Listen to this. That's not bad.
I love it.
I don't know, but it feels like I do. And I was frozen when you walked in the room.
Oh, this beat's about to drop. Ayo! I see you, Vin Diesel. DJ Vin Diesel! It's a bop. It's called Feel Like I Do. He released that single on Friday on the Kelly Clarkson Show.
Wow.
I am so honored to be able to debut my music on your show because ever since you won Idol, and until today, you have somehow maintained your authenticity. See, that's right. Vin just wants to still be real. If you listen, just because he's a pop star now, my man ain't no sellout. This is Vin f***ing Diesel, all right? This is Fast and f***ing Furious. Vin Diesel for life. I feel like I do. Why is the dog? The dog is barking at me right now.
She also loves Vin Diesel.
Who doesn't? It's the KC Morning Show.
Greetings, heart soul. Search the force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
How you doing, Gillian?
Hello. Okay, I was like, I know that. I know that city drop behind you.
Yeah. How you been?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. When was the last time you were in Kansas City?
You know what? My family and I drove down from Chicago and quarantined with my folks in July.
Okay, so July. All right.
Not too long ago. Yeah.
Glad you were able to make it back. And congratulations. Yes.
We were too.
Congratulations on the new series, Utopia.
Yeah, you're the boss on this one. You created it. You wrote all 8 episodes and you're the executive producer. Wow.
I was a busy, busy lady for a while there.
talk about the coincidence, because this series felt like something you would have written like about 6 weeks ago, but you actually did it a few years ago.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, Dennis Kelly, who wrote the UK original, which I adapted from, you know, had been writing that, I think, 2012 or something. So he's right. The true Nostradamus here. But, you know, it was very strange when I first started adapting in 2013. It really felt science fiction like to me, you know, because we had been 100 years since there'd been a pandemic in North America, and I thought it'd be another 100 years, and you know, that was just one piece of the story. And so when we started hearing about, you know, the virus beginning of this year, and I was flying back and forth from my home in Chicago to LA to do editing, and I remember, you know, end of February, early March, telling them, oh, I'll see you guys in a couple weeks. And, you know, then we, you know, the country started shutting down and I was editing from my laptop from then on. And, you know, looking at my laptop at scenes of, you know, hot zone or hazmat suits, and then looking up at the TV and with the news on, and it would be way too surreally close.
Yeah. Why did you decide to do this? Because normally you've adapted your own novels, but not this time.
Yeah, I just loved the story. I thought there was so much to work with creatively. I liked the idea that it would have me working from an ensemble of characters, that it was, whereas my novels often tend to be very psychological and between, you know, one or two people, that this was, you know, about the big world as a whole, and that would kind of challenge me as a writer. And I liked that it was a conspiracy thriller. I liked the idea, especially right now where we're at a place where we're sort of surrendering up the idea of truth, that truth is malleable, and that, you know, whether you're left or right, that you, that the idea that truth can be an opinion rather than fact, it makes us easy to manipulate in a very concerning way. So for me, it's the kind of the perfect time for a conspiracy thriller.
I also like the fact that one of the characters is actually from Kansas City and he's a Tech N9ne fan, and you snuck in a Tech N9ne song. I love that.
Of course you caught that. Of course.
That's fantastic.
I always have to have the Casey shout out in everything I do.
You actually met Tech N9ne in person?
I wish. No, put in a good word.
Yeah, you two have to meet. I would love to see you write, direct, and produce the Tech N9ne story.
Ooh. Okay. Well, next time I get back to KC, the three of us will meet up.
We got to do it. You got to do it. But I did catch that. Fantastic series. Congratulations. Loved every second of it. Keep up the good work, and hopefully you get back to Kansas City sometime soon.
Yeah, thank you so much. Dinner with Tech N9ne, you, me.
Yes, let's do it. Thank you.
Right. Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitty! What's going on, girl? Happy Monday. Why are you still mad at me? We're done with Vin Diesel now. That's okay, baby girl. I get it. Vin Diesel has an effect on people. Not a Dom Toretto fan, are you? That's all right. Kitty, how you doing? How are you holding up? You look like you are having a day already, and we barely got started.
Sorry. You know, I didn't get that shower or my music in this morning before we hit record. So
I can send you that list of Hartzell if you need it. You want me to forward it your way? I'll airdrop it to you. No big deal. I got you covered, baby girl. Uh-huh. Don't you even sweat it.
You are too kind.
Well, here's what you do. You're going to take the day, find yourself, feel a little bit better, knock out them classes, do what you got to do, and then tonight, we kick it. We celebrate tonight, Monday Night Football, at the Ambassador Hotel, the Urban Oasis. See? Conditions are ideal, Kitty.
Yeah, you're right.
You got them 9 lives? Phone one in real quick.
Yeah, you're right. We're going to have fun tonight. Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. Kitty, where can people find us? Because you know we are nominated for Best Podcast. Only a couple days left to win the Pitch Awards Best Local Podcast. Just even saying that is awesome, by the way. Thank you so much, Kansas City. We love you so much. I'm thinking the OGs, Cam, you've been doing this with us since day one. We've had so many friends doing this with us. Charlie Hustle, you know, they took a chance on us when nobody else would. So, you know, nothing but love and thanks on this show. And just being nominated is pretty awesome. So, Kitty, where can people find us? What's the website? Tell them all that stuff so I can get some music played.
Well, on Instagram, you can find us at The KC Morning Show. And on Twitter, Facebook, or anything else, we are just KC Morning Show.
I also want to hear from you. We were doing a thing when I was at the Buzz. We called it Buzz Family Stories. You guys listen to us for reasons. Don't know why. Thank you. We love you. But I want to hear your story. So we were doing these, like, you know, profiles in just regular people. If you are someone who wants to talk on the radio, I can find a story out of you. Hit me up. This is your show. We do this all together. So on any of the socials, my social is at Hartzell965. Or you can email us as well. kcmorningshow@gmail.com. I want to take some field trips. I want to meet people. You know, like, if you got a business you want to talk about, you're doing a thing, you got a rally you want to have people hear about, know about, let's chat. This is your show, the KC Morning Hoes. We built this, baby. We built this podcast. We built this podcast.
Huh? I'm not having any of that right now.
Rock and roll. try to hit the button. Well, my name is Hartzell Kitty. We're gonna turn this thing around, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we will. That's what we do, KC.
The KC Morning Show.
A good day to be in Kansas City, and we'll see you in the morning. Bye.
Ciao.